800-823-9262. 23 people at $100 each. We got 2 minutes. You're listening to Northeast Public Radio, WAMC 90.3 Albany.
WRUN FM 90.3 Remsen Utica.
WOSR 91.7 Middletown.
WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh.
WCAN 93.3 Canajoharie.
WAMC 103.9 Ticonderoga.
WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington.
WAMC AM 1400 Albany.
And online at WAMC.org. We have 45 seconds left. We want to thank Sandra of Half Moon, New York. Likes it all. Sandy from Half Moon. Likes it all. 1-800-323-9262. Also, we want to thank Ann Levitt of Bern, New York. I wanted to even off your odd number there. Well, thank you.
We appreciate that. What,
someone's as compulsive as we are. 1-800-323-9262.
I thought of you the other day when I was putting laundry away and that one little sock was sticking
out
of the
door. It's like... It's the OCD pleasure. I have to even that number out. 1-800-323-9262. We're going over to NPR. We're going over to All Things Considered, and then Alan and Ray will be back for your pledge enjoyment. Keep pledging while the news plays. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks hit the 200 mark, reflecting sharp gains all day. University of Maryland professor Peter Morici says the gains are due in large part to a rise in the services sector and news out of Japan that the central bank moved to lower interest rates to near zero.
There's pent-up demand for stocks. The profitability of American equities has been moving up, but values haven't. Now there's an excuse to buy. With the Bank of Japan cutting interest rates and the Fed likely to follow with quantitative easing, it means stocks will be more attractive. Hence, stocks will rise.
And at last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points, falling back a bit. It's at 10,938. NASDAQ up 55 at 2,400. The man who planted a car bomb in New York's Times Square will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the fate of Faisal Shahzad.
A federal judge in New York has sentenced Faisal Shahzad to spend the rest of his life behind bars. Shahzad is a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan. He pleaded guilty to terrorism and weapons charges this summer, weeks after he left an SUV filled with dangerous chemicals parked in New York's Times Square. The FBI arrested Shahzad days after the incident as he tried to leave the country. Authorities say his car bomb could have killed dozens of people. Shahzad remained defiant in the courtroom and he denounced the U.S. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
French police are detaining 12 people who were picked up in raids on suspected Islamist terrorist networks today. The Interior Ministry says the suspects are directly connected to a stepped-up terror alert in Europe. Authorities say the raids stem from two separate counterterrorism investigations. What happened in the critical moments before and after the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico is the subject of a hearing in New Orleans this week. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports federal investigators are trying to piece together what went wrong and how to keep it from ever happening again.
This is the fifth round of hearings conducted by a joint panel of the Coast Guard and the Bureau of Energy Management. Yesterday, the president of a salvage firm testified that in the hours after the April 20th disaster, BP interfered with efforts to lower an undersea robot to stop the spill. He said the company was concerned about heat buildup from the burning rig, but he thought the robot should be immediately deployed to try to activate the well's blowout preventer. The device never worked to stop the underwater gusher. Officials with Transocean, the company that owned the Deepwater Horizon rig, are testifying today about emergency procedures and what happened when the rig exploded, killing 11 workers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Here's what's happening from Wall Street. The Dow's up 193 points at 10,945. From Washington, this is NPR News. 6 months ago today, 29 coal miners perished in the nation's worst mine disaster in 40 years. But as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the accident.
It took nearly 3 months just to make the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia safe for investigators who couldn't get into the mine until the end of June. Above ground, close to 240 witnesses were interviewed, but about 20 remain, and most of those are managers at mine owner Massey Energy. Several managers are resisting subpoenas compelling their testimony. Massey has sparred with federal mine safety officials over the evidence gathered and what it might mean. The company suggests the blast was triggered by a natural infusion of methane gas. The Mine Safety Agency says even that would not have been so serious if the mine was properly managed for safety. The agency also says the mine was lined with excessive amounts of explosive coal dust. A federal criminal probe is also underway. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
The 33 Chilean miners trapped underground for 2 months may be rescued earlier than expected within the next couple of weeks. Engineers have been drilling an escape tunnel since the miners became trapped August 5th. A remote part of India delivers an unexpected gift to linguists. You've just heard what some linguists are calling a dying language called Koro. Researchers announced today they had uncovered the previously unreported language. Koro is spoken by only about 800 people, most of them elderly in northeastern India's Arunachal Pradesh state, largely farming region borders Bhutan and China. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the American Public Transportation Association, committed to creating jobs through public transit projects. More information at publictransportation.org.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We begin this hour with the upcoming midterm elections and a mixed message from one key voting bloc, Latinos. They now make up 9% of the electorate and the fastest growing voter group. Hispanics voted 2-1 for President Obama in 2008 and were key in 4 swing states. Their votes could also be critical in dozens of upcoming congressional races. New research out today says Latino voters still lean left of center, but as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, Democrats should not take those votes for granted.
The good news for Democrats? A new survey by the Pew Hispanic Center finds Latinos have maintained their incredibly lopsided support. 2/3 say they favor the Democratic candidate in their local congressional race. And the job approval rating for President Obama is like a blast from the past. 65% in favor, just 22% disapprove. But if Democrats think this constituency can save them next month, not so fast.
We found that compared to all U.S. registered voters, Latino registered voters were less likely to say they'd given the election a lot of thought.
Mark Hugo Lopez is associate director of the Pew Hispanic Center.
And Latino registered voters are also less likely to say that they're absolutely certain to vote in the upcoming election.
In fact, Pew finds the Hispanics most likely to vote are the minority registered as Republicans. Why the apathy for Democrats? The Pew poll and others suggest it's connected to frustration over the unresolved immigration debate. Lopez asked whether this administration's policies have helped or hurt Latinos.
Latinos are divided. In fact, half of Latinos say there's been no effect of Barack Obama's administration's policies on the Hispanic community.
A year ago, in another poll by Latino Decisions, many Hispanics said they'd understand if there was no immigration overhaul by the next election, given the nation's many problems. But when asked again earlier this year, that patience had worn thin. Still, civic groups are once again launching an aggressive effort to get out the Latino vote.
From Houston to Phoenix, from Yuma to Denver, we have seen the Latino community interested in the elections.
Ben Monterroso heads Mi Familia Vota, or My Family Votes. He insists new citizens and younger Hispanics especially are still excited to cast their ballots. And while some may be apathetic at the lack of action on immigration, Monterroso says others may be motivated to vote when they see candidates demagogue the issue.
More concerning to our community is those elected officials or wannabe elected officials who are using the issue of immigration to attack the entire community without distinction.
Immigration aside, the Pew survey finds Hispanic voters look a lot like other Americans. Their top concerns are education, jobs, and health care. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
We're going to focus now on two specific races heading into November, both in New York. In a moment, we'll hear about the U.S. Senate seat that's up for grabs. But first, the heated contest to be the state's next chief executive.
Carl Paladino is the Republican candidate for governor of New York. He's a developer from the Buffalo area. He's running against Democrat Andrew Cuomo, the state's attorney general. Welcome to the program, Mr. Paladino.
Oh, thank you.
There's a Cuomo campaign commercial out that says you, Carl Paladino, funneled, their word, $452,000 to politicians, received $12 million in tax breaks, and $10 million a year in government rents. And it describes you as a capital insider. Have you, in fact, in business, been benefiting from the very size of government that you run against now?
First of all, I bid every one of those tenants, and I was a low bidder. I don't like the insinuation, okay, that I am receiving rents unfairly. I saved the state tons of money by being the low bidder. So you tell me why that question keeps being posed by people.
The rest
of your question had to do with me giving campaign contributions. Never, never once with any type or any, and I defy anybody to ever produce, okay, any evidence that I used political contributions for purpose of advancing my own interests. What are these things? They're fabrications by Andrew Cuomo, which somehow the press picks up and doesn't let go of.
Well, I'm asking you about them because they appear in his advertisements against you, and you've answered them.
His advertising is gutter advertising.
You went viral with a video last week. Your encounter with the reporter was over. He challenged what you had said about Andrew Cuomo's marriage and possible extramarital affairs. We saw you. Lots of people have now seen you. And the implication
I just got done saying to you, okay, we're done with Andrew Cuomo's gutter politics. I'm talking about issues. I'm talking about reckless spending. I'm talking about reckless taxation of the people of the state of New York.
But there's also an impression.
Want to distract the people from the issues? They want to know why Andrew Cuomo doesn't come out and answer the questions. What about Obamacare, Andrew? Where do you stand on it?
Well, I'll ask Attorney General Cuomo that. I'll ask Andrew Cuomo that. But let me ask you about the impression of temperament that people have had after seeing you lose it with a New York Post reporter.
I didn't lose it.
Were you under control throughout that time?
Absolutely not. I'm a father, and I didn't lose anything. I did what is not politically correct, yes, because I'm not politically correct, and I don't want to be.
I'll take you out, you said. You'll
absolutely. I've said it time and again. I will take out that bad government. I will take out the bad guys. I will take out Sheldon Silver. And, yes, I will take out the trash. And you know who's included in the trash? Fred Dicker.
The New York Post.
He's part of everything that is wrong in our government today.
But on a broader level, you know, distributing email by email images of Photoshop.
That's a broader level. How many times do you want me to answer that question?
Well, I haven't heard you answer the question about Photoshop. The Obamas dressed up as a pimp and a streetwalker.
I apologize to anybody, okay, who may have been offended by my resending of emails. I didn't create them. I resent them, okay? And I have apologized. It's the high crimes and misdemeanors of an Andrew Cuomo, though, that people are interested in. Tell us, sir, about the Andrew Farkas affair. You tell us how he gets to give Andrew Farkas a pass on a criminal activity where the man stole monies from the federal government and from the taxpayers, and he gives him a pass to settle the whole thing for $7.4 million, despite the opposition of his inspector general.
I want to ask you about dealing with someone like Sheldon Silver. He's the Speaker of the New York State Assembly.
I don't care what office he holds. He holds it by default. Okay, he holds it because he has assembled that kind of power and been allowed to assemble that kind of power where he can act as an individual dictator. That is wrong. That's not the representative republic that the people of the state of New York are entitled to under its constitution.
Let's say you get elected governor. You're the Republican governor of New York State. And let's say the Democrats retain the New York State Assembly and Sheldon Silver is the Assembly Speaker. How would this approach that you're expressing right now lead to anything other than a persistent deadlock and inaction in your state's government?
I will shine. I will use transparency and a spotlight. Any time that Sheldon Silver or any of his cronies, all right, want to discuss an issue, it's not going to be discussed in some little smoke-filled room, all right? It's going to be discussed out in public in front of the people. He said a couple weeks ago, if I'm elected, he will leave the state of New York. We bought him a bus ticket, sir.
But if he doesn't take the bus ticket and you actually have to deal with the Democrats in Albany, doesn't there come some point when some kind of conciliation is required, not just hitting people with a baseball bat, as you've said figuratively?
Yeah, in the context of the way government has been run, yes, the baseball bat, and that's my metaphor for the people. The people will support the total revision of their government, and we will call out any legislators that try to get in the way, and we'll let the people speak to them.
Well, Mr. Paladino, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, sir.
Carl Paladino, who is the Republican candidate for governor of New York State.
And we should say we've also invited Mr. Paladino's opponent, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, to appear on this program. We're going to stay with New York now to talk about the U.S. Senate race there. Republicans have been looking for opportunities to make surprise gains this November, and some polls suggest that freshman Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand presents just such an opportunity. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has the story.
When you Google the name DioGuardi, the person who pops up at the top of the list isn't Republican Senate challenger Joe DioGuardi. It's his daughter, Kara, a judge last year on the show American Idol.
I've never cried after hearing someone like that. You were amazing.
It's not a great thing a month before an election when you're being overshadowed by your reality TV show family, which is why it surprised a lot of pundits this fall when polls showed Joe DioGuardi, a former congressman from Westchester County, edging closer to Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
No sitting Democratic senator has ever lost in New York State, and so I wouldn't want to be out on the limb predicting it. I'm just saying that there's a scenario where it could unfold.
That's Sean Trendy, a columnist with the website Real Clear Politics, who wrote an article this week titled, Could Kirsten Gillibrand Lose in New York? The polls have been all over the map on this race, with most showing Gillibrand up by solid or even landslide margins, but others showing her lead dwindling to single digits. Gillibrand was appointed to her seat by New York's governor last year to fill out Hillary Rodham Clinton's term, and Trendy says Gillibrand still isn't that well known.
Remember, she comes from upstate New York, a district that doesn't have a lot of Democrats, so she just doesn't have the space to rally around her.
Another factor here is that Gillibrand has been changing her political positions over the last year. Once seen as a centrist who favored Second Amendment rights, she embraced gun control. Then she took up the fight to allow gays to serve openly in the military. Here she is speaking earlier this year on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
And during that time, the president can also issue a stop loss or do a moratorium. So there's a number of measures we can take immediately to stop the enforcement of this very, very corrosive policy.
Jerry Zremsky, a political reporter with the Buffalo News, thinks voters, especially in the more conservative suburbs and the upstate region, still don't know what to think about Gillibrand.
She's really coming into the Senate as being an utter unknown. People simply haven't noticed her to the degree that you might expect people to notice a U.S. senator.
Gillibrand, a former congresswoman from the Hudson Valley, has a campaign war chest that tops $11 million, which she's been spending on get-to-know-you ads like this one.
I was born and raised here in upstate New York. It's where my family and I still call home.
Gillibrand also argues that DioGuardi will be hurt as voters learn more about his staunchly conservative views.
Mr. DioGuardi holds a lot of extreme positions that are very out of step with New York.
DioGuardi is anti-abortion in a state where abortion rights are widely supported. In an interview this morning with NPR, DioGuardi argued that government funding should never be used to pay for abortions, even in cases involving rape or incest.
I'm a conservative Republican, and when it comes to money, I am very conservative. We're spending money we don't have. How many times do I have to repeat that? So when it comes to abortion funding, even in those cases, I would be against it.
DioGuardi would need a huge Republican wave to boost him past Kirsten Gillibrand, which is why observers will be watching to see if the GOP can make this race competitive in the final weeks before November. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hearing.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-323-9262. I'm Alan.
I'm Ray.
You're the volunteer. And what wonderful volunteers they are. They come through the dink and the dank.
always appreciative of what a great public radio station can be, but I'm appreciative of what is in it, what they have in their hearts to support this station. We could not do it without them. Give yourselves a hand, volunteers. 1-800-323-9262. Let's have a drum roll. Drum roll, please. Here we go. Read it out, Mr. Raymond Graff.
In the fund drive thus far, we have raised $207,835.
Whoa! That is on the second afternoon of the fund drive. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to make $40,000 tonight to be on the most torrid path we have ever been on at WAMC. And I think we can do it. Now, there are a number of things going on. I don't like to multitask you, but there are a number of things that are going on here. And we have to talk to you about all of them. We need $39,500. We need 395 people right now who are beginning to say, you know, this fund drive has to be over. And you know, we won't have it over. We won't be able to put the antenna on the tower. We won't be able to finish the whole thing. We won't be able to make ourselves whole. And it's time to get the programs back on. It's only the second day. I heard from somebody this afternoon who says it's been going on forever. You know, the fact is we're only on a day and a half now. And we are going to do this until it's done. You all know that that's the rule. We can't do it until we are able to go on. In the same way, you could not pull into a gas station and not put any gas in your car if you expected to take a trip. You could not. And that is the way it is here, and you all know it. Everybody knows it. So we have an extraordinary situation. We need $40,000 to keep this record-breaking drive going. But we need your help. And that means we need 394 of you right now who will do whatever you can to make this happen. Volunteers, I know you understand what's happening, but I want you to listen up real carefully because some of you may not have been here. This afternoon we did something. The buzz is all around. We're getting email all around. We had not intended to do this at this time, but we are going to try to see it through. And that means that there is a bus. Tell us about this bus.
We have right now, for a $150 pledge, a ticket on a round-trip bus trip to Yankee Trails chartered bus to John Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C.,
right.
Saturday, October 30th.
And it is not only John Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity. It is also a wonderful Stephen Colbert's Rally to Keep Fear Alive. As you know, he plays that role.
Yes.
And it is a time when I really truly believe that this country is at a turning point, when we really need to show that there are those of us who believe in sanity, who believe in civility, who believe that this country is approaching a very dangerous time. We do know how much in bed we are with the military-industrial complex, identified by that dangerous left-winger Dwight David Eisenhower. And we also know that this country is in a spot. We are confronted by some, well, to coin a phrase from television, some madmen. And we're going to play you a little bit of that today, just so you know what we're up against. And frankly, that occurs to me to be a good time to do it right now. If I just find that little sheet of paper, which says what we need. Okay, there it is.
There it is.
You're always helpful.
Thank
Raymond.
You, sir.
1-800-323-9262. I want you to listen to Glenn Beck. It's only 8 seconds, but I want to play you 8 seconds of Glenn Beck talking about global warming.
It is the greatest scam in history. I'm amazed, appalled, and highly offended by it. Global warming. It is a scam.
There's a man who really cares about his children and grandchildren. And then, on his call-in show, now you have to understand how right-wing call-in works. First they buy all the radio stations, and then if anybody calls up who they don't like, they tell them to shut up. And here is a good example of exactly that. Glenn Beck on healthcare in America.
leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents, we have prime ministers, we have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatments and have to come to this country to get it. A person... Hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic. After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
That's Glenn Beck. That's nice, and that's what we call civility, because they don't want the other side. And the fact of the matter is, if you get a Herb London here on WAMC, and I have some friends from the left who say, get him off my station, I say, over my dead body, because the fact of the matter is that we will have civility, and when somebody goes on Vox Pop and becomes uncivil, off they go. The fact is that we are trying to do it right. We're trying to keep an educated population here. And the Glenn Becks of this world will not allow it. Now, what's really scary is, okay, so who cares about Glenn Beck? Well, he brought hundreds of thousands of people to Washington, and they turned out. And they turned out for him and for Rush Limbaugh and for all the other people. They're feeding them red meat, and they're buying it. So what has to happen, and I think John Stewart's point is, that those people who believe in civility and rational discourse, that those people will have to turn out too. Now, in our younger days, we went on civil rights marches. I know I did. We went on peace marches. I know I did. And we did it because we knew how important it was. Well, let me tell you, there have been instances in history when people have not turned out when they should, have not voted when they should, and the ramifications have been worse than terrible. I don't have to paint you a picture. But a lot of people have been called nuts earlier in their time, but then they win. And then the recriminations and what happens afterwards is beyond words. We all know it. And if this country means anything, people are going to have to keep this radio station with its beacon alive. If everybody lights a single candle, and creates a body, a person who says, no, you stop here. You heard Glenn Beck just a minute ago. I could play you more and more and more of him, but I won't. I'll just tell you what John Stewart is going to do. He's setting up this rally, and it's in Washington, and it's on October 30th.
Correct.
And we are going to have buses, and they are going to go from here to Washington. They are going to go from here, they're going to stop in Catskill if we need to, and they're going to stop in Kingston if we need to. We just started at 1 o'clock, and when there are relatively few people listening, and we filled up a bus and a half. And now, and we can only go up to 7 buses. That's it. That's the limit. If you need to be on it, that's fine. Now, our very good friend Mitch Levin, who is sitting here, came up with a great idea. There will be some people who know how important this is, But they won't be able to go themselves for one reason or another. They have a sciatica problem, or they're a little bit more elderly than the days when we used to ride the buses to go to the peace marches. But they will put up $150 for somebody else to go. So, let me tell you, and we will be scrupulously honest about this. For everybody who says, here's my $150 or my $300 so two people can go, we will award a fellowship to those people who can't afford to go but who want to go. So all you have to do is call in and say, Alan, I hear you. I believe you. This is important. This is really important. And when C-SPAN shows 10,000 people out there, our hearts will sink. And when it shows 1 million people out there, our hearts will soar. If you can't do it yourself, pay for a surrogate. Pay for somebody else who goes there. 1-800-316-1220. 323-9262. I'm depending on you because the future of our country and the future of your children and your children's ability to get decent health care, not a screaming banshee on the radio who tells somebody to get off because that's speaking the truth. Right now, we filled up a bus and a half. Let's see whether we can fill up seven buses, and let's see if we can do it right now. Now, we need $39,060. That's 390 people who care enough to call. It's a great radio station. It's got 20 outlets. If you're in Albany or Remsen, Utica or Middletown or Plattsburgh or Canajoharie or Ticonderoga, Great Barrington, Albany, Oneonta, Troy, Hudson, Newburgh, Beacon, Warwick, Ellenville, Highland, Middletown, Milford, Pennsylvania, or all the towns around these places, then you will want to say, Alan, I hear what you are saying now. I believe you're doing it. I believe in you. I believe you're doing it from the heart. And we're going to fill up these buses now. The WAMC crowd will be very much in evidence there. Joe and Sarah and Alan and engineers will go down to Washington, and we will be there and do a live broadcast on that Friday.
The day before.
Here's the way it works. The buses will leave at 8 o'clock at night.
Yep.
At 12 o'clock at night.
That's right, midnight.
12 o'clock. They'll get there at 8 o'clock the next morning. You'll have a nice, comfortable rest on the bus going down. You'll get there at 8 o'clock. You'll be in the nation's capital. Maybe you'll see your congressman. Maybe you'll go to the Smithsonian. Maybe you'll walk around. It's really a fabulous thing, and your tax dollars are paying for it. And it'll be a great way to spend the day. And then at what time? 8 o'clock at night? What time?
5:30 p.m.
The bus will go home. Now, the bus will park, you'll get on the metro to the mall, it's a very simple little ride,
yep.
And then back to find your bus, and that's the way it's going to work. Now, if you can't do it, sponsor somebody else. Do it now. But what we need now is an awful lot of people. Do you think it's a good idea, folks? I think it is. 1-800-323-9262. Little Murray has been very, very stressed out lately. Yeah, he yelled at another dog today, and he's been very tough. So let us not stimulate him too much, okay, because he can't stop himself. You know, he'll just keep going. 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Folks, it's on you. I need every phone ringing now. Victoria Singen of Cohoes, New York, keep up the good work. Okay. And Robert Kaplan of Woodstock, New York, thanks for the science forum. Keep on keeping on. And Daniel in Fultonville, New York, all things considered. And Wayne and Joanne Miller of Woodstock, New York, keep up the good work. Everyone's doing a great job. And Vera and Richard Propp, our wonderful friends from Albany, New York, particularly likes Tanglewood Vox Pop and would like to give in honor of the patient care staff at the... what nursing home? The Accra? Does it look like Accra? It
looks that way.
Okay, nursing home. 1-800-323-9262. Lois Sullivan of Glens Falls, New York. I love everything about WAMC. And Marjorie Greenberg Vaughn of Saugerties, New York. Hi to Selma and Joe. It was great seeing them yesterday. They know how much I love WAMC. Anonymous from Rensselaer, New York. Has called in 1-800-323-9262, and Anonymous from Rensselaer, New York, has in fact done it on the internet. Okay,
Zach, on the internet.
Zach's looking at us. He doesn't know what we're talking about. We're now playing the. And when it comes in on the internet, Zach, we're playing the Law and Order. Boom, boom.
There That's it. Is.
Thank you, Zach. You're very good. And Stuart Dean of Kingston, New York, can't wait to hear. Alan interviewed Palladino. I actually did twice. I interviewed him twice. He came on twice. We asked him. He thought I was looking for a fight. I wasn't. I was just asking him some simple questions. Started to yell at me. 1-800-323. I interviewed Palladino twice. I've interviewed Andrew twice. And we'll keep on doing that until the election. 1-800-323-9262. Again, Stuart Dean wanted to hear me. And I think you could probably get that on the web. Just go to Capital Connection. And
yeah,
I think there. You can get it.
Sure.
Yeah. And Anthony Zatelli of Kingston, New York, Janine Bova of Red Hook, New York, Michael Oaken of Queensbury, New York, where everybody's playing by the rules. Nice mix of program. Thank you for keeping the spirit alive. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And, okay, I got it. Okay. What's this?
It's, well...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. If, wait, wait. If we can do this, if we can do this, by 6 o'clock tonight, 390 people, the equivalent, $39,000, Linda Wilcox, oh, I'm sorry, Linda Wilcox called and she made a pledge. Thank you very much. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. You made a pledge and we appreciate it very much. 1-800-323-9262. I got it wrong, folks. I'm terribly sorry. 1-800-323-9262. Mitch, you were going to say?
How much would it cost if you took the train
then? Oh, yeah. If you took the train, it would be...
$172 for a round trip. Correct.
1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your fun drive, and you need to do what you need to do. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. So now, we have heard from our friend... Herb Sandick of Bonita Springs, Florida. Here's what he says. If we can do this, if we can do this by 6 o'clock tonight, he will give us an additional $5,000.
84 minutes.
1-800-323-9262. Kevin Jeffries of Rhinecliff, New York. WAMC is the best station. Gail Golderman of Albany, New York, wants to support someone else being able to get on the bus. Let's give her a hand.
Hey.
Get on the bus. Great idea, Mitch. 1-800-323-9262. Gail Goldman, you are a princess, and we love you for doing that. Thank you so much. And she's going to sponsor someone else getting on the bus. And why don't we keep a list, just a number here, of all the people who are being sponsored.
Sure.
Okay. And Christine Trubeau of Pelham, Massachusetts. Tough Amherst Town agrees with Alan about Glenn Beck. I am an Amherst artist. We are all liberal. Now, folks, we get an additional $5,000 if we can make this. Dr. Thomas Koshy of Kingston, New York. I wanted to go to Washington, but will be going to Florida to campaign, and he is a sponsor.
Hey,
that's two people who are sponsoring. This is a great idea, and we owe it to our Mitch Levin, who came up with the idea. A very good idea. 1-800-323-9262. And now, let everybody do whatever they can to get us there. We need 385 people at $100 now, and we will make it. We will be in an incredible place on this fund drive. An incredible place. We will be almost at the $250,000 mark if we can do this.
Yes.
1-800-323-9262, and we've never done anything like that before. This is really something. Okay, keep that handy because I'll probably want it.
Sure.
Okay. If everybody gets on a phone now, we're going to Washington. We filled up a bus and a half already. We're on our way to filling up the second bus to the rally. 1-800-323-9262. And why don't you tell us about it, Ray?
The bus will leave at Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight, October 30th. That's, you'd get there, obviously, late night, October 29th. Stops can be made in Catskill and Kingston. They'll arrive at Washington Metro Station approximately 8 o'clock the next morning. That's on the 30th. You'll take the metro to the rally site at the National Mall. The bus, you'll go to the mall, and then the bus will depart heading home at approximately 5:30. It's a $150 pledge, and a lot of WAMCers will be on that bus.
They will. 1-800-323-9262, and we're counting down. And Melinda Harden of Cooperstown, New York, will sponsor two people on the bus. Let's give her a hand.
Hey.
She says, this rally is really important. Thank you, Melinda. 1-800-323-9262. So far, we have four people who will be going who can't afford it otherwise.
Yep.
This is really wonderful. And I want to hear from all of you who will be going, because we want to hear about you. We want to hear your story. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Let everybody call. Now, again, Ray Graff, what this is we're going to the incredible rally, 1-800-323-9262, the rally to restore sanity in Washington, D.C., John Stewart on Saturday, October 30th. The bus will leave Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight on October 30th. Stops can be made in Catskill and Kingston, and the Hudson Valley will arrive in Washington Metro Station at approximately 8 a.m. Take the metro to the rally site at National Mall. The bus will depart at approximately 5:30 p.m. on October 30th. And the full itinerary ticket will be mailed post fun drive. So it's really something.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. If you want to be considered for sponsorship, send your information to khorn@wamc.org. If you want to be considered for the fellowship, send it to khorn. Horn@wamc.org or jwilson@wamc.org. Either way, it'll be fine. Okay, Valerie Bach of Duanesburg, New York, is a sponsor, and she's sponsoring somebody else. That's five. We've got now. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 80 minutes, but we have a $5,000 challenge by Herb Sandick, a wonderful man, a doctor. From Bonita Springs, Florida, and who spends the winters with us, the summers with us. I'm so sorry. And Geraldine called from Kinderhook, loves it all. Thank you very much, Geraldine. 1-800-323-9262. Let's see what we can do. I need everybody on a phone now, folks. It's your public radio station. We will not be gone until we're done. And we love you, and we trust you, and we know you understand what we understand. We know that you are with us as a group, as a community. We have done this together. So we'll do what we can to make this happen. But in the end, it's a beacon of light, and you know it. We all know it. And it's for our children. It's for Tanglewood. It's for the opera. It's for all the things we treasure about this unique public radio station, which is the best in the country. In the end, anything that we do here, anything that we give away is secondary to preserving the radio station. In the beginning, there was no radio station. And in the beginning, the Albany Medical College had to give it up. And they said to us, if you can save it, you can have it. 1-800-323-9262. And in that first fund drive, when we had absolutely nothing and nobody had anything, 1-800-323-9262, when nobody had anything, we did it. And we all brought it home. And it was fabulous. It was fabulous. It is that spirit, the moment we lose that spirit in which a kid turns over a Chasen Sanborn can and puts the money on the table and says, there, I've gone door to door with it. 1-800-323-9262. The minute we lose that, the minute we lose our wonderful volunteers who have come in, do we have the volunteer list? And Mary Folsom and Scott Knox and Roberta Steiner and Don Steiner and Brent Danzig and Marie Greco and Jeannie Bregan and Alan Miller, our wonderful Alan Miller, who's done so much to make this station what it is today, and Manny Greco and Mary Ann Van Denberg and Patty Strouch and Vero Clark and Gene Clark and Nancy Wing and Carol Lapani and Mitch Levin and Roxanne Yeager and Penny Lockwood. Mitch Levin's been sitting there giving us great ideas all afternoon.
Yes, he has.
And Carol Lapani, I can't say enough about her. She's been here with us day after day after day and doing so much to her. I see her face and I want to cry. 1-800-323-9262. They're all volunteers, and you know why they're here? Because they have the spirit. The moment they don't have the spirit, we're done. The minute you don't have the spirit, we're done. It's your station. It's that simple. This is not a fat cat station. This is not WNYC in New York, which is a wonderful station, but you know, where they have all of these millionaires and trillionaires and all the rest of them who say, oh, yes, I like public radio. 1-800-323-9262. No, this is where everybody does the slightest thing, and it's all appreciated, whether it's $25, thank you to Aaron Phillip, or whether it's our wonderful Risha Melendondri from Rhinebeck, New York. Thank you for all you do, who is a sponsor. I just love this.
Yeah.
A sponsor. This is amazing. What a great idea Mitch Levin had. 1-800-323-9262. You can sponsor somebody else to go, and already they're calling and they're asking how to do it. And if you want to go but you can't afford it, email khorn@wamc.org. 1-800-323-9262.
And of course, make your pledge.
Roberta Gardner of Salisbury, Connecticut. Get some warm body to stand in for me, she says. We love you, Roberta. That's great. 1-800-323-926. Where's Jeannie Bragan? Jeannie, I just love your handwriting. I want to compliment you once again. You're quite wonderful. Quite wonderful. Thank you, Jeannie. And Jeannie, did you go to a religious school? Oh, it's a teacher. Yeah, that's what it is. And Ben called from Saratoga Springs. Just first name Ben, supports the station and will be happy to go to the rally. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We are asking you to support somebody else to go to the rally or go yourself. Yeah. We'd love you to go yourself. And as Scott Pignatelli of Lenox, the second time today, I love all the programming. My second pledge this drive. Scott, you're wonderful, and we love you for it. Thank you. And thanks to Therese Broderick of Albany, New York. I listen all the time and love so many programs. And Therese is going on the bus.
On the bus.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. This is so important. And we're doing this here. And we're doing it now. And thank you to Joan Fusillo of Scotia, New York. In honor of husband Bob, to send him to Washington. Loves the station. Good luck, Bob. You're going to Washington.
All right.
Okay. And also by internet. These have been on by internet. Okay. Wait. By Anonymous from Poughkeepsie, New York. Anonymous from Poughkeepsie. 1-800-323-9262. And Roland and Mary Jane Barrett, thank you, from New Paltz. They're going on the bus.
All
they're
right.
going on the bus. 1-800-3. We're filling up that second bus, and we're going to be starting working on a third any minute now. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on this. How much do we need? We need 368 people now in order to get this extra $5,000 from Herb Sandig. 1-800-323. Let's go back to the other one. 1-800-323-9262. Well, we just won't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 1-800-323-9262. What?
Yeah, it's true.
It is?
I am not making it up.
You just handed me this?
Absolutely.
All right. Anonymous. Doesn't want the name given, doesn't want the town given. Anonymous will give us $6,029 as a challenge. So now we have how much in here?
Well,
Herb's $5,000. Anonymous is $6,029. Don't even ask me what the $29
round number.
But when you get all of that together, you are now talking about $11,029. If we can do this,
yeah.
If we can do this, this is not going to be easy, folks. 1-800-323-9262. We need 368 people. Sponsor somebody to go to Washington. Give us $25. Give us $50. It's your station, and we're going to work through this, and we're going to get there. We have already raised $210,350 in this drive, and it's only the evening. We haven't gone through the nighttime guys. 1-800-323-9262.
Dave and Steve.
And you know what they said to me, the night crew? They once called me up in the middle of the night. They woke me up, 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. They said, somebody just called in with a $25,000 pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take it? I said, what's the name? He told me the guy's name. I knew him very well. In Berkshire's, he'd done it many times. And in the middle of the night, they made $25,000.
Wow.
Just $25,000. Somebody called in and said, here's $25,000. It's unbelievable. I knew the guy. Debbie and Rick Sokoler of Delmar, New York, in honor of Don and Roberta Steiner and their hard work for WAMC. The Sokolers, thank you so much. And old friends of David Galletly's and Anonymous from Troy, New York. And Dion Unatos of West Hurley, New York. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Ay, ay, ay. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. And thank you to... okay. Christina Colburn of Somerville, Massachusetts. Going on her own from Connecticut, returning to Boston home. I want to sponsor somebody else. Now,
yeah,
that is
you.
A WAMC. Okay, Roberta took that call. 1-800, so far we have 8 people being sponsored. That's pretty good. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fun drive, it's your station, and in the end, we can't do it without you. Now, is anybody else warm besides me in
this
place? It's awfully warm in here. Is there anything we can do about that? I'm sure that somebody could do something about
it. I've never heard you say that before.
That's because I'm warm. We had Mr. Janower at my school, and Mr. Janower, somebody would raise their hand and say, "Mr. Janower, it's awfully hot in here." He says, "No, it's awfully warm in here." 1-800-323-9262. Or he'd say, "I'm hot." "No, you're warm." Anita and Jack Zwick of Lenox, Massachusetts, going to rally but sponsoring another rider. That's phenomenal.
Thank you,
Anita and Jack. That's really wonderful. Okay, so now, if you can do it now, it's great. We really do need to get a lot of people down there. That's really important. Because if Glenn Beck gets, you know, all those thousands of people who are eating that red meat of his, 1-800-323-9262. Patty and Ronald Dombrowski of Palinville. Thank you very much, say Patty and Ronald. Let me just play for you that number two thing. I think it's so extraordinary. So he has this radio show, and this lady calls up and asks him a question, and this is what he said.
Leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents, we have prime ministers, we have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatment and have to come to this country to get it. A person... Hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic. After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
And that's the Glenn Beck, who is helping to organize our politics in the United States. Now, what do you want to do, folks? Do you want to let guys like that run it? Because they can produce hundreds of thousands of bodies. Now, our wonderful Carol Lapani just said something to me when we were off air and said, you know, it is the spirit of WAMC that somebody would sponsor somebody else to go. And I think it is. And I think that's right. Robin Leary of Saratoga Springs likes Commonwealth Club Alternative Radio and is going on the rally, and I love that. And Anonymous from Del Mar, New York, what a great idea, the trip. That's terrific. Thank you, Anonymous from Del Mar. Again, this is a round trip, bus trip on a Yankee Trails chartered bus to attend the Daily Show's John Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. The bus will leave Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight on October 30th. Stops will be made in Catskill and Kingston. We'll arrive in Washington Metro Station at approximately 8 a.m. You take the Metro to the rally site at National Mall. Bus will depart at exactly, 5:30 p.m. on October 30th. And you'll get your itinerary and your ticket in the mail. 1-800-323.
There's more information on our website.
And the more information now on our website. And, of course, there'll be a counter-rally there, just to make sure. And that, of course, is Stephen Colbert. And it will be March to Keep Fear Alive. 1-800-323-9262. I love Colbert. He's really funny. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have 67 minutes to do this in. We have $11,000. $11,000. And $11,029. In challenge. Let's do this. Let's do it now. 1-800-323-9262. Sponsor somebody else. It's $150 per seat. I'll tell you exactly how we figure that. The 50 is going to the bus company, and the 100 is going to us. 1-800-323-9262 to preserve your radio station. And Lynn Bull of Millbrook, New York, is sponsoring someone else. I love it. I just love it. Thank you, Lynn. Let's give Lynn a hand. Come on. Keep Cog Talk Opera. Keep everything. And thank you, Alan. 1-800-323-9262. Folks, I need everybody on a phone right now. You know, in the same way that sustenance is given when we do well, the reverse is true, too. you know, believe me, the little gonzo journalist is out there listening to this, supposedly, and saying they can't even get people to sign up. Anonymous from Corning, New York, and is sponsoring. And Anonymous from Corning is going on the bus to rally to restore sanity. By the way, 1-800-323-926. So you know what you can do? You can buy it, plan to go, and if you can't go, maybe we can find somebody to take your place at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 1-800-323-9262. I need everybody to be on here. Is there anybody whose name is not on this list? Volunteers? Can you do it? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, that's great. Okay, Roberta, are you leaving already? No. Okay, yeah, okay. All right, then give her a pass. 1-800-323-9262. If in fact you want to be considered for a scholarship to go down there, all you have to do is email khorn, H-O-R-N, at wamc.org.
So let me see how this would work. You'd make your pledge of the 150, and then you would contact...
No. No, if you can't afford to go, you would contact Kay Horn at WAMC.org, and if there's a free sponsored seat, she will get it for you.
I understand.
1-800-323-9262.
A little slow on the uptake.
And Anonymous from Nassau, New York, all is wonderful, so happy to be able to contribute to the rally, and is sponsoring someone else.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. How many have we got now? Okay.
11 sponsors.
11. 1-800-323-9262. So what you could do is just take an approximation, percentage off that, and then that way, Ray, will be up to date on...
I think we're pretty close, but I'll make a little calculation.
Calculation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. Sponsor somebody else to go to that rally. That is really... Mitch Levin did a wonderful thing when he suggested that, because it is so much in the spirit of WAMC, as Carol Lapani, one of our other volunteers, has pointed out. 1-800-323-9262. Mitch, your idea is really paying dividends. A lot of people are sponsoring other people to go on, and a lot of people are going themselves.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to sponsor somebody else. You can go yourself. Frankly, it's preferable.
We're about two buses and counting here.
Okay. Barbara Nehemias of Albany, New York, is sponsoring somebody to go to the rally. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And Mitch, I want to compliment you on your handwriting. It's really excellent. How come? Why do you write so well? It's very unorthodox. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on a bus. Let's all get on the bus.
Get on the bus.
1-800-323-9262. And let's see what we're dealing with here. What is this all about? I can't get enough of Beck screaming at the caller on his radio show. Play that one again.
Leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents, we have prime ministers, we have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatments and have to come to this country to get it. A person... Hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic. After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Now, if he doesn't mean it, he's a jerk. And if he does mean it, he's a jerk. 1-800-323-9262. That is not the way to talk to anybody. 1-800-323-9262. But that is who that is who we are dealing with here. You can imagine if these people get into power, what's going to happen? Which is why this rally has to be successful. Our wonderful old Fire Island friend, Beryl Crone of Bearsville, New York, bring back the question of the day during the morning show, and he is sponsoring somebody to go to the rally to restore sanity. That's great of him. And Richard and Pamela Clark of Great Barrington, our wonderful friends, in honor of the arrival of our grandson, Joseph Austin, this morning. 1-800-323-9263. Richard and Pamela, congratulations. That's wonderful. These are great people. They really are, and they do great service. And Al of Dalton, Massachusetts, wants to be sponsored if possible, but at the very least thought he should become a member. And you are, Al, now. That's really wonderful. And just wanting right up there, wants to be sponsored.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can handle that that way. Okay. Steve Green and Sue Walker, our wonderful friends from North Adams, who are always there for us. Sponsors Second Pledge can't be there in person, but will be there in spirit, and they are sponsoring two people.
Thank you.
1-800-323-9262. And Elena, and Jackie Vonisdale, though, of Saugerties, New York, happy to sponsor someone for the trip. It's a wonderful thing.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm almost crying here. Who would have thought that this would be what would happen here, that people would be sponsoring others? Jim Weber of Delanson, New York, wishes he could be on the bus too, but he can't, and he is sponsoring somebody. Come on. 1-800-323-9262. We now have 17 people who are being sponsored. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Poughkeepsie, New York, thankful that we have you, says Anonymous, but she is also sponsoring somebody else to go on the trip. 1-800-323-9262. So now we have 18 people being sponsored on the trip already. 1-800-323-9262. So they put them down below. 1-800-323-9262. It was sad when that great ship went down. 1-800-323. You don't know the song?
What song is this?
The Titanic.
By?
Well, we don't know who wrote it, but it's been around for a long time. Any kid who ever went to camp, I take it you didn't?
I did not go to camp. I was not a camp person.
I'm not surprised.
Why? Now, why would you be surprised?
Well, because you picked up some bad habits along the way. If you went to camp, you wouldn't.
Oh, I see.
1-800-323-9262. Bruce and Bonnie Parker of Woodstock, New York. Bruce and Bonnie sent Alan a kiss on the kepi, and they are going to be picked up in Kingston, and they are going on the rally. They're going on the
Excellent.
Rally.
Now we need a sticker on this.
Okay,
one.
Yeah, we need a sticker. Sticker, please. Sticker, please. 1-800-323-9262. Let's see here. Brian Parker of Hurley, New York. Glad to be going on the rally to restore sanity and supporting my public radio station. And, Brian, we're glad that you're going to be with us. We'll see you down there in Washington.
You're on the bus, man.
You're on the bus. 1-800-323-9262. So they put them down below, and they'd be the first to go.
That was an Internet one, by the way.
Yes, oh, that was an Internet one.
Hello?
Hey, yo. That was an Internet one.
Hit it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Imagine conducting the orchestra and they come in 25 bars late?
Well.
1-800-323-9262. Around here, you know what we say, execution is everything.
We do say, you say that.
1-800-323-9262. And thank you to Robert Mitchell of Voorheesville, New York. Okay. Okay, thanks for being there, and thank you, Robert, for being there with us. And of course, you don't have to call with $150. Anything will do to get us to this extra $11,000, which we will make in the next... How much now?
$11,029.
Yeah. And Richard and Frida Dykstra of Port Jervis, New York, only station we listen to, it's all good. And Brian and Alex Cabral of Williamstown, Massachusetts, is going on the rally to restore sanity. Two seats, please, from Williamstown.
All right.
1-800-323-9262. 57 minutes to do this all in. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Do it now. Do it now, sir.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM 90.3 Albany, WRUN-FM 90.3 Remsen Utica, WOSR 91.7 Middletown, WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN 93.3 Kenan-Johary, WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington, WAMC-AM 1400 Albany, online at WAMC.org. And let's not forget 99.3 Oneonta, 93.1 Troy, 97.3 Cooperstown, 97.1 Hudson, 107.7 Newburgh, 103.9 Beacon, 107.1 Warwick, 96.5 Ellenville, 102.1 Highland, 106.9 Middletown, and 90.9 Milford, PA.
That's very well done, Raymond.
Oh, thank you.
Very well
thank
done.
You, thank you.
And
thank
for
you
a
much.
Guy, for a guy who you know occasionally takes a cigarette, you really have very good lung power.
Well, I played trombone for a long time.
Yeah, that'll do it. 1-800-323-9262. Fern Edison of Saugerties, New York. I'm going forward on the bus trip, says Fern.
Hey,
and
Fern.
And she's going, and we give her a big hello, Fern. We'll see you down there. That's great. And, okay, and here, wants to be sponsored, circle that.
Okay,
listen, we're going to have to work out a
system. Well, we'll get a sticker on the, or a stamp on these.
Yeah, can we do something
the
like that? I'll need one of the two ladies up here, pronto.
Okay.
Pronto ASAP, 1-800-323-9262. I know they still work here.
They
do. 1-800-323, no, that's all right, they'll hear me on the radio. They
ladies.
get my sarcasm. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, ladies, come back. Okay, and
well, here comes one now.
Okay, well, here comes now. Here's our issue. Some of these people are calling in now and asking to be considered.
Response.
So how will we mark these to make sure that they are in the considered area?
Do
you understand what
them?
I'm saying? You want to stamp them or something
here,
like that? A lobster, something like that.
I think she's going to stamp them.
Okay, 1-800-323-9262. 55 minutes to go, folks. We need a lot of help. 345 people at $100. If 345 people will call in and do any part of that, or if they will sponsor somebody else on the bus, it's all good. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, and thank you to Laura and William Boxer of Clinton Corners, New York, and to Robert and Denise Burns of Hyde Park, New York. Great way to get young people who cannot afford a bus ticket fired up. And in fact, Robert and Denise are going to sponsor somebody.
Hey.
That's wonderful. And Teresa Stark of Poughkeepsie, New York, is sponsoring two people. I want to send two to Washington. It would take two to express my fervor. Thank you, Teresa. That's wonderful of you. And thank you to Anonymous from Schenectady, New York. That's very helpful. Okay, and thank you to... And thank you, and this wonderful handwriting, to Joe Hernandez of Saugerties, New York. I'll be there. I'll be in the in answer pledges on Thursday, and Joe Hernandez is going on the bus. On the bus.
On the bus.
1-800-323-926. And Roberta Steiner, may I compliment you on your excellent handwriting.
Thank you, sir. I want to raise in my salary.
You want to raise in your salary, and has your husband Donald, has his handwriting improved since the last time? 1-800-323-92. What did I say? Oh, Donald. His name is Don. Oh, I'm so sorry for the supreme insult. Thank you, Don. I apologize. Anonymous from Palinville. 1-800-323-9262.
You got Donald back.
1-800-323-9262. If you want to sponsor somebody, this is the time to do it. To go on the, if you can do it yourself, we'd love to have you. We'll
Absolutely.
See you there. But if you can't, it would be great to sponsor someone else. 1-800-323-9262. We have 53 minutes to do this in, folks, and we need a lot of help, and we need it right now. Where do we start on this thing?
We started at 40.
40, okay. 1-800-323-9262. And thank you to Anonymous from Kingston, New York. And we appreciate it very much, Anonymous from Kingston. May we read your name on the air?
No.
Do you want a boing boing? Go ahead, give them a boing boing. Thank you. 1-800-323-9262. Well, if you do it on the internet, you get a boing boing.
That's
okay,
right.
Thank you to Renee Massiero of Lenox, Massachusetts. Listens as much as she can. And we, Rena, I'm so sorry, Rena, and we love you. And you are an incredibly important person in an incredibly important family. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on a phone, we only have 52 minutes to do this in, folks. Now we've really got to move. We really got to move. There's $11,000 $11,029
yes.
at stake right here.
Round number.
1-800-323-926. That's been the challenge. I'm sure we'll get the money, but that's what the challenge is, and that's why it's there. 1-800-323-9262. The rally is on October 30th.
Right.
And you go on the night of 12 o'clock at night. So it's either the, if you're on this side of the dividing line, it's the 29th. If you're on the other side, it's the 30th.
And that's Yankee Trails, WAMC
Yankee Trails.
Chartered buses.
Chartered buses. We've got two going, and I think we're probably working on the third.
I have a feeling you're right.
1-800-323-9262. It's a convoy. Wait, how do you say that? You know,
looks
convoy.
Like we got us a convoy.
Convoy.
That's 1-800.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. Okay, so let me just take a moment to tell you all how exciting it is and how privileged I am to work here at WAMC and to be allowed to. Some people call in and they say, God, that's a job I would like. And it is a job you could do because it is such a joy to be here. It's a joy because every moment you're here, you feel alive and invigorated and you meet wonderful people and you hear from wonderful volunteers who are here one after another. And you listen to people who tell you stories, and the stories are just great. And this is why this radio station is so important to me and to all of us. But the fact of the matter is, I got a letter from somebody who said, I don't like your fund drives. I don't like the way you do it. And I want to answer that person right now and tell you that there is no way in the world I would give up what we do here, that I would give up these interactive fund drives, that I would give up there's no way I would give that up, because it's three times a year we hear from you for about, 5 days, 5 or 6 days. And we make adjustments. People called up the last time and they said they wanted Moth Radio, and so we gave them Moth Radio. People called up and said, wait, it's a great show, and could we have it on at a different time also? And we gave them wait at a different time also. 1-800-323-9262. So the guy who called up and said, why don't you do it like the other public radio stations? I would say, I understand that you're coming from a place of, that you think you're right, but you're wrong. 1-800-323-9262. You're wrong. That's what makes WAMC. It makes it that there's a volunteer who was sitting here before, Mitch Levin, who said, why don't we try it this way, Alan? Why don't we try it so that all the people, instead of just saying they want to go on the bus, they can sponsor somebody else who wants to go on the bus. And now a whole bunch of people have done that now.
21
people have done it. Dara Jensen of Great Barrington, thank you, Dara. And Patty Rice of Rifkin, WAMC is part of my life. And Samuel Claiborne of High Falls, New York, loves after alternative radio, Amorth Radio, and Joe Donahue. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And of course, Samuel has been known to do a commentary or two for WMC. 1-800-323-9262. And some of those commentaries people like, and some they don't.
Some.
But that's the beauty of WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. You don't have to like it all. You know, there are three cable stations I want to mention. MSNBC,
yep,
which has been sort of identified now as sort of on the left of things.
Yes.
And that Fox radio thing. And they've been, television thing, they've been identified as the far, 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 far right. And then CNN, which has tried to be a balanced player. And CNN is losing audience. You know why? Because people go where they think they're welcome. So it's dangerous. Maybe this radio station, instead of being an honest broker, should be, identified on the left. And then you might get more people. But that's not what we want to be. We want to be here for everybody. 1-800-323-9262. So are we going to join John Stewart, who is a riot, in making this possible? And Stephen Colbert. No, give me the other one. This one. Okay. The rally to restore sanity. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Who among us has not wanted to open their window and shout that out at the top of their lungs, says John Stewart? Seriously, who? Because we're looking for those people. We're looking for the people who think shouting is annoying, counterproductive, and terrible for your throat, who feel that the loudest voices shouldn't be the only ones that get heard, and who believe that the only time it's appropriate to draw a Hitler mustache on someone is when that person is actually Hitler or Charlie Chaplin in certain roles. Are you one of those people? Excellent. Then we'd like you to join us in Washington, D.C., on October 30th, a date of no significance whatsoever. You remember that the Beck rally.
Yeah.
And he denied it, of course, but he did it on Martin Luther King Day, and we know what he was up to. At their daily shows, Rally to Restore Sanity. Now, I had a pair of glasses somewhere around here.
I have not seen them.
You know, when you lose your glasses...
Could they be in the office, sir?
They could be in the office. You think that's where they are? No, you don't have to. Somebody else will do it, Carol. You don't have to do it.
Yes.
It would be on my desk.
Shall I look?
No. Somebody else could do it. 1-800-323. Steph, could you go in my office, look on my desk, and see if I left my glasses by any chance there?
If you need help with any of the words, let me know.
They're on the floor here. I don't know where they are, but they don't seem to be here.
Oh, I can look for them.
Okay. So two buses are now gone. There are 285 seats left. 1-800-323-9266
On
the fleet.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do because that's all the buses we reserve. 1-800-323-9266
There they are.
I wondered why I couldn't read.
Here are your specs.
But then now I know. Yeah. Okay. Okay, are you one of those people? Excellent. We'd like you to join us on Washington, D.C. on October 30th, a date of no significance whatsoever, on The Daily Show's Rally to Restore Sanity. Ours is a rally for the people who have been too busy to go to rallies, who actually have lives and families and jobs, or who are looking for jobs. Not so much the silent majority as the busy majority. If we had to sum up the political view of our participants in a single sentence, we couldn't. That's sort of the point. Think of our event as Woodstock, but with the nudity and drugs replaced by a respectful disagreement. The Million Man March, only a lot smaller and a bit less of a sausage fest. Or the gathering of the Juggalos, but instead of throwing our feces at Tila Tequila, we'll be actually not throwing our feces at Tila Tequila. Join us in the shadow of the Washington Monument and bring your indoor voice, or don't. If you'd rather stay home, go to work, or drive your kids to soccer practice. Actually, please come anyway. Ask the sitter if she can stay a few extra hours just this once. We'll make it worth your while. Okay, so you can watch the John's Call to Reasonableness on The Daily Show. Okay, 1-800-323-9262. Okay, Linda Glansberg of Greenfield Center, New York, is going on the bus,
yeah.
Linda. Thank you. And Chris Hopper of, or Knopper, or what do you think, that's Hopper?
I think that's Napper.
Napper. Chris Napper of Adams, Massachusetts, is going to the rally to restore sanity.
You're on a bus.
An anonymous from Albany, New York. When I compare the value the WMST press staff provides with their competition, it makes me want to contribute more and is sponsoring somebody. Anonymous is sponsoring somebody to go on the bus.
Thank you.
Doesn't get better. Okay. And Alan Byron and Ann Krupp of Saugerties, New York, did it on the internet. Happy that we're airing stories from the moth. Okay, and also on the internet, anonymous from Waltham, Massachusetts.
Hello.
Anonymous from Waltham, Massachusetts.
On the internet. That's the thing.
Oh. 1-800-323-9260. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have 43 minutes. His grandmother would not like that. She's a big Alan Shartok fan. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. What's that? What is that? It's your grandmother?
It's the mouse. The mouse needs a battery.
Oh, the mouse needs a battery. Yeah. Well, somebody get the man a battery.
All right.
Battery. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. I'm going to put this aside.
Sir.
I want everybody to volunteer. Oh, take your hands and just go like this. Okay? That's good. Very kung fu. just move it aside. And now we are going to switch gears. Because now we have some very hard work to do. If you want to go on the march to Washington, on the rally to restore sanity, do it. Call us now. Sponsor somebody if you want. If you want to sponsor somebody, good. If you want to go yourself, good. But now we have some serious, serious business here. We have a challenge on the table. It is for $11,029. Two people, our wonderful friend Herb Sandig and Anonymous, who does not wish to be identified in any way, town or village or anything else. And Herb Sandig and Anonymous. And the fact of the matter is that we have $11,029 on the table. You all know what that means, and I'm not going to say another word about it, except to tell you that that is a lot of money. We need $32,690. That's what we need. And I'm expecting that everybody will do their part to get us there. We now need 326 people who care enough about their radio station, our radio station, to make it happen. We only have 41 minutes to go, and there is no way we will make this unless everybody does something now. It's terribly important. I appeal to you to get the fund drive over, to get us halfway in the fund drive. We're approaching. We've only been on for less than 2 days, and we raised $214,620. But here's what, folks. We will be here until this fund drive is over. And right now is the time that we need to hear from you. So if you're there, if you love this radio station, if it's there for you when you wake up in the morning, if it's there for you when you lie down at night, if it's there for you every time you turn the ignition on in your car, if it is there for you, remember that the only way we can make this happen, and this is from the first day we started this radio station, the only way we can make this happen is when you do your thing. That's true. I'm not making it up. I'm not fudging it at all. We came in needing $800,000. That's what we needed. Now, something else has happened in the meantime. A giant piece of ice the size of a Volkswagen, we are told, hit our antenna on the side of the tower. That's where it sits. And we have to replace that antenna. In 1 week from the time we go off here, 1 week, we will be actually physically putting it on. And for 1 day, maybe 2 days, you'll get a lesser signal. But you'll get the signal. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that we cannot authorize the putting up of that antenna, of the new antenna, with radomes and things that will protect it from ice in the future and the rest of it, unless we have the money, unless we've raised the $800,000. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When we did the budget, including the $800,000 and the anticipated revenue from all of these fund drives, we did not know this was going to happen. But we have figured out how to squeeze that dollar till the eagle grins, 1-800-323-9262. And the fact of the matter is that we cannot do it unless everybody understands that their name is on there. If you want a certificate saying you contributed to keeping the antenna up there, we will give you this.
We're right here.
And if you're watching on the internet right now, you will see it right here. There it is, 1-800-323-9262. It is suitable for framing. When you put it up in your home, people will say, "I didn't know you loved WAMC, so do I." And 2 weeks later, you'll be married.
Right.
Or you can refer them to your child, and they'll be married. 1-800-323-9262. Or to your grandchild,
sure.
And he'll be married, or she'll be married. 1-800-323-9262. We actually had a cup for a while. I think they're all gone now, that said 2 weeks later they were married. 1-800-3-
That's a true story, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, several people have been married who met here at WAMC.
Yes. Well,
as volunteers.
I know that. Yes.
And several people have. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Now, you guys are waiting for two together. Is that what? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dinner.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry. 1-800-323-9262. I should have remembered. And in fact, where is that?
Right,
okay.
Here.
And to dinner tonight, the Reservoir Inn from West Hurley, New York, preparing a great seasonal inspired dishes for our dinner. Let's give them
Yay.
A hand. Thank you, guys. Thank you for doing it. 1-800-323-9262. And while we're at it, we wanted to thank Orchard Tavern of Albany, New York, for the lunch, the great lunch today, and Robbie's Cookies for baking delicious cookies, Crescent Creamery, Cabot Creamery yep. of Vermont for doing all their stuff to help us. 1-800-323-9262. That's an interesting question. What is that? Can you see?
Ichabod? Oh, I think that's Ray and Pamela.
Okay. Ray and Pamela Torres of Pine Plains, New York. Proud to be listeners and proud to be sponsors. And I wonder whether or not sponsors in this case means sponsors, as in this, or
sponsors. Oh, I think so.
Okay, then write sponsors up there. Okay?
Yep.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And Barbara and Eugene Birkin of Loudonville, New York, likes just about everything, especially Roundtable Midday Magazine Morning and Weather Report. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you on a phone now, as we have never needed you, and here's why. This, right now, is the linchpin of the drive. Right now, it's the universal joint. He's the universal joint, and he.
It's car talk. 1-800-323-9262.
Dick Friedrich and Angela Harris of Little Falls, New York, but my wife, who's home preparing for surgery, will sponsor a demonstrator since we can't go ourselves. And indeed, you are doing that. Let's get a sticker on there. And write sponsor on the top. Can we do that? There's a sticker on here. And write sponsor on the top. Okay, Steph? Thank you. And Holly Shader of Gardner, New York, keep up the good work. And Heather Chapman of Falls Village, Connecticut. And Dr. Is this anonymous? I don't know.
Dr. Anonymous.
No. May we read your name on the air?
No.
Okay. From Millbrook, New York. All right. And this is, they're buying, getting three of these. But I don't know if it's a sponsor or they're going. I think we have to assume they're going.
I think
and
so.
There are three of them.
I think
okay.
They're on the bus.
They're on the bus. Okay. Jeannie Goldberg and Kenneth Goldberg of Saugerties, New York. The only radio station we listen to. The only radio station worth listening to. Welcome back to Ward
Stone.
Is that
on the internet?
What?
Was that from the internet?
Oh, yeah. That's from the internet.
Hey, you got a new battery. He did it.
Oh, you don't have the headphones on. I don't have my glasses.
Sounds like this.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, okay, all right. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Scotia, New York. 1-800-323-9262. And Lois Vetter of Catskill, New York. I've been listening since the SOS campaign. Yes, you have, Lois. I'm a member almost as long. My daughter was raised with this station. You are the only media that consistently gives voice to my viewpoint. Thank you. Please keep AR to alternative radio on the air. 1-800-323-9262. Don't you ever, ever take it off the air. Another sponsor, John Hosford of Kingston, New York. I'm sponsoring someone to D.C. 1-800-323-9262. This is astounding. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I just want to tell you, I'm exhausted. I don't mind telling you. Okay, I'm tired. I'm famished.
Famished
in this case. 1-800-323-9262. I'm famished. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it gets late, so I need your help, everybody. We need 323 of you, and we need you right now in order to get where we're going. It's a great station, but we won't finish. Let me explain to you what a fun drive is like. You start on the first day, everybody gets real excited. By the second day, it gets a little slower. On the other hand, some of our best days have been second days when the people who sustain their families, sustain their colleges, sustain their universities, they say this is when they really need us on the second day to set the tone. So it's 1-800-323-9262. This is why we need you. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, in the next 33 minutes, we have to raise a lot of money to make this. We need 310 of you. We need $31,080. Okay, let's do the math. There are 20 stations. 20 goes into 30. You have your little calculator there?
20 goes into 31.
One time. Okay. 31080.
That's 1.5 people per station.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah. 31 stations.
No. We need $31,080
right.
Divided by 20 stations.
Okay. Do that too.
Okay, try that. 31,000
right.
And 80 divided by 20 equals
1,554.
No, that's not possible. I see. In other words, but how many people? How many people at each station? Not 1,500. So you have $31,080 to go.
15 per station.
So 15 per station.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't put the decimal point in.
No need for complaints.
Carry the one and whatnot.
Okay. Tom Shars of Pleasant Valley, New York. Thank you, Tom. 1-800-323-9262. Or we can all have the Glenn Becks of the world running this country. And they're coming closer. James Littlefield of Cambridge, New York, 1-800-323-9262. And he's going, and he's going to be on that bus. James, welcome, and we'll see you there. 1-800-323-9262. 32 minutes. I don't care what you do now. I don't care if it's going on the bus. I don't care if it's sponsoring somebody else. All I need now is for you to remember what this is about. It's about a great public radio station. Or I can tell you the story of the canary.
Oh.
Robin Turk of Cobleskill, New York. Thank you, Robin. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Over there, Stephanie. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, and now we need 308 of you. That's what we need, 308 of you. At any thing you can do now, we need 308, any part of $100, any multiple of $100, but we need you now in the next 31 minutes and 26 seconds. And that's all we have to do this.
And there's a couple of challenges on the table.
There are a couple of challenges on the table. That's where they are. 1-800-323-9262. Well, somebody wants to know, will we get the money anyway? Maybe. 1-800-323-9262. Probably. But you never know. Laura and Kevin Kuhn of Kuhn. K-U-H-N-E.
Kuhn.
Thank you, Ray. You're so generous with the way you do that.
Thank you.
Loves, wait, don't tell me. Thank you, Laura and Kevin. Appreciate it very much. Okay, now I need everybody on a phone. We only have 30 minutes to go, folks. 30 minutes to go. I want to test Don Steiner's handwriting. I want to see him fill out one of these forms again. Because, you know, I just want to see what it looks like.
So he's had some issues with legibility in the past?
With me. He gets mad at me. But
he doesn't like to be called Donald.
He doesn't like to be called Donald.
No, you call him Don.
I want somebody to call Don up on the phone.
All right.
And I want him to fill out a form. I want to see whether where his handwriting is at. You know,
is the handwriting shaky,
stage.
Don, a little bit?
No. He's always claimed that it's my eyesight and not his hand.
You're right, Don.
That is at stake here. But we'll see. We'll just see about that. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Okay. Well, let me see what you can do.
Yeah, let's see what you have as well.
Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
I'll give you honorable mention if you deserve it.
We have a little challenge.
Only
here.
If you deserve it. 1-800-323-9262. Because I am not an easy grader. I think that's what's made this country go to hell. I do. I think there's too many easy graders out there.
I agree. You know,
easy riders and easy graders.
My kids, I got to say, one's in second grade, one's in third grade. They have some tough homework. Either that or I've lost it completely and I can't help them.
Can you not help them?
We try.
Is it like the new math? No.
Well, yeah.
Tom Laird
doesn't seem like it was in my time, back in the day.
John Green of Great Barrington. Thank you, John. Tell Alan that Murray may have pooped in his yard, but he forgives him. I can't believe he pooped in his yard. No, that was somebody else.
That was unfounded.
No, we pick up everything that everybody does. So I'm telling you, John, that's not Murray. Murray is always picked up after. But there is a bad dog in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I think it comes down from the bottom over there on Sumner Avenue. On Sumner.
Those folks.
And those people, they let their dogs run loose. Then they poop on John's lawn and he blames me.
Now, do you have a leash law in town?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, but it's not enforced.
I see.
Anonymous from Slingerland's, New York, likes it all. 1-800-323-9262. Murray would not do it. And you've got five little children, soon to be. You've got five little children on your lawn.
Yeah.
And they don't deserve to step in dogs.
Every now and then it happens.
Nothing,
it makes me very mad.
By the way, nothing gets me angrier.
Hello, Gene.
Hello, Jeannie. Nothing gets me angrier. Nothing gets me angrier than somebody allowing their dog to poop on somebody's land who has little children or anybody's land.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't.
Carries
not.
Disease and all the rest of it. So I don't believe Murray pooped on his lawn. And if Murray did poop on his lawn, and I love this guy,
yeah.
I have to tell you, we pick right up.
Of course you would.
We're right picker-uppers. That's why we have those yellow bags attached to everything we do. Now, sneaky Murray, I don't think would ever go across the street on his own. Never
Murray,
has.
Fess up.
Dude. Fess up, Murray.
No, he looks innocent.
You know, he said, I'm innocent, Pop. Yeah. You know, Murray went to take English lessons.
He did?
Yep, at the Literacy Network of South Berkshire.
Really?
That's correct. And they taught him how to speak and how to write.
Really?
Yeah, he writes many of my columns.
No, well, I've read a couple of those.
Yaha?
Those are the ones I like.
What do you mean, Yaha?
Yeah, they're good.
No, he does. He does that. Now, you can talk to him if you want.
I would love to talk to Murray.
Okay, go ahead and try.
Murray, did you poop on the lawn?
Nope, he said no. He shook his head. He said, I don't want to talk to you right now, but he shook his head. He said no.
Okay, well, you know what?
Yeah.
He's pleading the fifth.
No, Murray can speak. I'm telling you that. Guy walks up to me on the street and he says, because I've written many columns about how Murray can speak. Can Murray speak? I said, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Talk to him. So the guy walks over towards Murray, and he looks at me, and he knows he's being had. So he walks away. He never gave Murray a chance to answer back. Do you remember Donald O'Connor and Francis the Talking Murray?
I remember those movies well.
Do you remember they always put him in the psychiatric ward and he always had to weave baskets?
Yes, sure.
Because he would claim that the mule talked to him?
Absolutely.
Francis the Talking Mule?
I prefer the Mr. Ed TV show.
No, that was a direct ripoff of the Talking
Mr. Ed,
Mule.
It was a refinement.
It was not. And you remind me a little of Mr.
Fine.
Ed.
Thank you,
Renee
Wilbur.
Renee Stover of Middletown, New York. Idea of this rally really cheers me up. Looking forward to this. Renee is going on the rally.
You're on the bus.
Let me tell you something else about these rallies. You never know who you're going to meet. One time, the family was coming back from New York.
Right.
And we were on the Amtrak. And Sarah, our daughter, wanted to sit next to her brother.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
Jonas. He said, "This seat is reserved for my future wife."
Oh.
That's what he said. Get it? 1-800-323-9262.
Did it work out that way?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's always the question of what you do in order to preserve the seat next to you. You haven't bought that seat next to you,
right,
but you have to want to preserve it. You want a little spreading room and stuff.
Yeah.
My brother Lewis had a technique he used.
Oh,
you
want to
tell you what he did?
No.
He would go into the lavatory, and he would get a piece of toilet paper.
Nice.
And he would put water on the toilet paper. Then he would carry it back to his seat, and he would cross his... When people were getting on the train, he would cross his left foot over his right, and he would put the toilet paper at the bottom of his foot.
Okay.
That is a technique you can only admire.
You know what? I'm starting to think that Lewis is the evil Shartok.
No, nothing like that.
No, nothing like
that. Very much more successful than I am.
Well, I didn't say successful.
Much
I said
more
evil.
Wealthy than I am.
I mean, he's devious. He's not a criminal genius.
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. He's the better half.
All right.
J. Keith Slupsky of Troy, New York. Keep up the Thistle and Shamrock Public Affairs and the wide footprint of the cover of the coverage system.
Mm.
And an Anonymous from West Winfield, New York is going. Two people going. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And Anonymous from Albany, New York. And Lucinda Grovenberg of Gerhongson, New York is going. Likes alternative radio with selected shorts. Commonwealth Club. 1-800-323-9262. Tom and Barbara Morris of Scotia, New York, appreciates the station. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we only got 24 minutes. We got a lot of money we got to make here. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. So what do we got? We got how many people have been sponsored already?
Aha! Glad you asked.
Okay, 24 people have been sponsored.
Correct.
Okay. Now, how much do we need in order to get where we're going here? We need $30,000, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. 1-800-323-9262. Now, remember, there's $11,000 sitting on the table in challenge money. 1-800-323-9262. Nicole Benita and David Mariner of Hudson, New York, loves the station. Hopefully, Alan will do the sports show. And now, fans, 1-800-323-9262. Nicole and David, thank you. It's what I need to do around here. Have another time on the radio.
Wasn't that fun, doing the sports show?
Remember when we did that, you and me?
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do more.
We took calls about sports.
We did, and you knew everything.
Somebody
called up and said, "What does going on waivers mean?" I sort of knew, but I couldn't put it into words. You did a terrific job.
You know what, though? In the meeting prior to that, or our discussion, I said, "You are out of your mind to do a sports show. It is not going to work." And I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
On
this
a long
once.
List of times you have been wrong.
What?
1-800-323-9262. And here's some more people to thank. And they're going to take some boings. I want to warn you in advance. Not yet. Not till I tell you. And but these are all by internet. Karen Burke of Fonda, New York. May we read your name on the air?
Yes.
Why else would I read
your
name?
I don't know.
Karen Burke of Fonda, New York. May we read your name on the air?
Yes.
All right. There's your boing. Deborah Green Reynolds and Chris Reynolds of Leverett, Massachusetts. May we read your name on the air?
Yes.
1-800-323-9262. Oh, here's some more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Kathleen Mera of Lakeville, Connecticut. May we read your name on the air? Yes. Anonymous from East Greenbush, New York. May we read your name on the air?
No.
1-800-323-9262. Everybody's got to get these volunteers working. Otherwise, they stare at me.
That's right. Boy, Carol looks at you.
You really stank tonight. 1-800-323-9262. You weren't good. When the other guys were here, they did much better. When Selma and Joe were here,
yeah,
the phones were really ringing. But when you go on, nobody cares. Nobody calls. 1-800-323-9262.
Yeah.
They just don't care when you're on, Alan. You're not good at this. 1-800-323-9262. And remember that there's $11,000 in challenge money here.
More than that.
Yeah. And $11,029.
Yeah, the round number.
I've really wondered about that 29, but it's there.
It's there.
Okay, okay. Pick it up, Stephanie. Okay, let's focus. 1-800-323. Focus, focus. Focus,
okay,
focus.
Okay, we're checking it out. It'll be here with us moment. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay,
okay. Okay, now
thank
is this a bus?
To Mike, yeah. Mike Regan of North Chatham. Amount, uses his amount as the bus time. Mike makes his pledge with one condition. If Alan calls his Niverville Scout Pack number 117 tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. and tells stories what it was like back in the day when he was a scout, Alan has to talk to them for no more than 5 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do it, although I got to bed then in order to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I will do it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing of it. I'll forget it, and that's what I'm worried about. So you have to email me, okay? Email me at alan@wamc.org, Mike. Okay, so it's alan@wamc.org, and I will call the pack.
Yeah.
I will hope to. Okay. It says Bear Scout Pack. Now, what's a Bear Scout? There's the Boy Scout pack. There's the Boy Scout.
Well, there's Cub
troop.
Scouts. So yeah. Maybe the Cubs are grown-up bears.
Bears, yeah. I think that's intermediary.
Yeah, maybe.
Of, yeah. Okay, Mike, I'll do it. But
what
you
time,
have
to
email me
at
7:30 p.m.
I was going to say, if you could gather the kids around the radio tomorrow afternoon, then you might just be able to tell everybody.
Yeah, that's true. 1-800-323-9262. 19 minutes to go, folks. 19 minutes to go. We need 293 people right now. Who care about the radio station? You know, when I get real tired, I can't be clever. I can't even try to be clever.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm ever clever, but I can't try to be clever because I'm too exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of, you know, I'll tell you how it feels. You ever come home from, as the kids would say, like the movies or like the opera, you know, and you sit there and you make the fatal mistake. You sit down in the chair.
Yes.
And you cannot get your butt from the chair to the bed. It's that bad. And you're just staring through the wall. You're just staring through the wall.
It's a good place to be.
Well, it is in that, you know, well, I suppose it is.
I often do that.
How do you, by the way, what do you do when you have five children?
What do you mean?
Somebody has always got to be taken care of, right?
Yeah. There haven't been a lot of good night's sleeps in the last 8 years. But
well,
you know, you get used to it. You know.
Well, sure. I had two.
Yeah.
We had two, but they were really remarkably easy kids. Wow.
Well, I think, you know. It's
and then there was Roselle. 1-800.
She was difficult?
Well, no. That's another whole story.
Oh, I see.
But what she was a very good mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as Nicole is.
She certainly is.
And Mehdi Christensen of Rhinebeck, New York, has been there for us. We thank you, Mehdi.
Thank you.
1-800-323-9262. 18 minutes to go. Oh, boy.
292
people. We really need 292 people. Wherever you sit, whatever you're doing, sit there like bears in the wilderness, like birds in the wilderness.
Birds or bears. Bear scouts.
Bear scouts. Okay. So there was a guy.
Yeah.
And he got this great idea.
Okay.
He was going to corner. I hope I haven't told you this story.
No, you have not.
Yes, I
don't have.
He was going to corner the canary market.
Okay. Yep.
He was going to corner the canary market. And he got a B-329. One of the largest
plane, yeah.
One of the largest planes, but one of those planes that opens from the back that you could put a tank in.
Yeah, drive.
And he went to the place where all canaries go. Where do you think that is?
That would have to be the Canary Islands.
That's where he went.
Yeah.
The Canary Islands, which is the home of all canaries.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, every canary has to go to the Canary Islands because it's really their home. It's,
yeah.
It's their place. So he went to the Canary Islands, and he opened up the plane, and he got all of the canaries on the Canary Island. He got them in to go fly into the plane by getting a canary and putting a bell around its neck. Tiny little bell.
They all followed
that canary. Wherever he was, they just followed the canary. They went into the thing. And he had hundreds of thousands of canaries. Hundreds of thousands of canaries that he brought in.
Mm.
Well, somebody wanted the number. 1-800-323-9262.
So he's got a plane load of canaries.
That's it.
And he's flying them back to the States.
He's flying them back to the States. Unfortunately and tragically, there was a malfunction of the engine of the BC-34.
Oh, ouch.
And the plane had to make an emergency landing, which it did, but it came down so hard that all the canaries were scared. I mean, really scared. Traumatized.
Yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
They were traumatized to the point that none of them would ever sing again. Not a note out of one of those canaries. Not a note out of one of those canaries. It was very, very sad. Sadder than you could possibly know, Ray.
Mm.
And I know you're a sympathetic source.
Yes, I am.
Well, the guy knew he had a problem on his hands, so he offered them wholesale. He offered them wholesale on the canary market.
Ah.
And a guy came along and he paid them 10 cents for each canary. But now he had hundreds of thousands of canaries, and he opened up a shop called Canaries Unlimited. Okay, yeah. Oh, whoa.
We interrupt this joke.
Thank you. We interrupt this joke to make an announcement. Okay, so the Hesed Fund of New Paltz, New York. Okay, listen up, gang.
Cool.
The Hesed Fund of New Paltz, New York says WAMC is great and hope they send thousands of people to the rally, and they are sponsoring 10 people to go on the rally. That certainly is good. 1-800-323-9260. And we're interrupting this joke to go a little further. Mark and Teresa Mayhew of Rensselaer, New York. We love everything, even the stuff we don't like. This rally is the greatest thing, and they are going. Mark and Teresa are going. And our wonderful friends, Joe and Sue Brody of Hillsdale, New York. Joe is the vice chair of our board. Sue is one of the most talented potters in the world. They have made their pledge, and we thank them so much for it because we love them.
Joe plays a little music himself.
He does. He's in the Berkshire Ramblers. He is the guy singer in the Berkshire Ramblers. He's the lead singer in the Berkshire Ramblers. Yes, he is. And he's a wonderful man. And Olga Markunis.
Yes, Markunis.
Oh, it's behind you. That's done. By golly. Can't read your writing, Don. Looks clear to me, though.
Yeah.
So who would you say that is? Olga?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Olga Markunis.
Clear as day.
Of Saratoga Springs enjoys all the programming. And Anonymous from Chatham, New York, is going to the rally to restore sanity. And Anonymous from Hillsdale, New York, I am very happy to have WAMC. I listen on my way to and from work. It's on all evenings. And Libby and John Ross of Wallkill, New York, have done their thing. Okay, so where did we leave the joke? Do you remember?
I believe what happened was the guy bought all the canaries on eBay.
Yep.
For 40 cents a pop.
No, it wasn't on eBay.
It wasn't.
It was advertised in Canary Magazine.
Canary Digest,
yes. Yeah, that was
and
it.
And so he opened up his own storefront.
Yeah, on 14th Street.
I'm going to make a fortune.
That's what he said,
I'm going to make a fortune. That's where we picked
And he sold the canaries, which he had paid 10 cents for, very cheaply.
Yeah.
But he still got $10 a canary. So
money.
If you can imagine what the appreciation was, what he's getting, was he had to pay for the store and, a couple of signs.
And the feed.
And the feed, because you don't want your canaries, pooping on John Green's lawn.
Well, of course not.
So he did that. People came and they bought these canaries like crazy. Not only did they buy the canaries, but you have to have a cage, and he got the cages cheap and
little canary toys.
He became a multi millionaire as a result of this. But he knew he had to close the shop before people got wise to the scam.
Right.
And realized that his canary would never sing.
Yeah. So he tried to get out of there.
So he did get out of there. You're just pushing, aren't you? You push the joke to
no,
be over.
No, I think this is great. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, no. So he tried. So he. Yeah. So as soon as he saw the last canary, he got out.
Yeah.
And he went away. But he unfortunately left his briefcase in the store.
Oh, boy.
And just, he had to come back and get his briefcase because the IRS were breathing down his neck. And he went back to the store. And there, as he was going, and just as he was coming out, he saw this big, bruising, 6'10" guy with arms as big as his torso. And this guy had his teeth were rotting because he never brushed them. And his nails were disgusting because he never cut them.
He had a rash all around.
Unfortunately, you couldn't see it. No, he had a rash around his neck, and it crept up from his armpits to his neck.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's not a savory character.
No. And the guy, and he took one look at our friend, and his name was, did I tell you his name already?
No, no.
His name was Irving.
Irving.
And he said, "Hey, Irving, I want to talk to you." And Irving turned around and said, "Me? You know, me?" And he said, "Yeah, you. I want to talk to you, fraudulent little so-and-so."
Yeah.
He said to him, he said, but Irving was a quick thinker. Now, you sure? I've never told you this
story. No, gosh, this is all fresh.
Okay. So Irving was a quick thinker. And Irving said, "So what'd you get? A singer or a dancer?"
Can I get a boing boing? That's how you do it. Good one. Good one. See ya.
We got...
So basically,
we're done.
Okay. So some of the canaries danced and some...
sang.
But none of them really sang.
But sometimes when I see you...
Yeah.
I'll say to you, "So what'd you get, a singer or a dancer?" All WAMC is, it's the official code of WAMC.
Yeah.
You know, I used to belong on Fire Island to a group called the Society of the Brother Twins, the Secret Society of the Brother Twins. Yep. There were a bunch of twins on Fire Island, and we had a secret handshake. That's right, we had a secret handshake.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Winegas twins, Shartok twins.
There were a lot of twins.
There were several sets of twins.
Okay.
Some of them weren't good, but some of them were very good.
Right, you guys were
okay.
good.
Okay, we were good twins.
Yeah.
And we had the secret handshake of the Secret Society of the Brother Twins, SSBT.
Yeah, SSBT.
And what happened was that, you know, you'd see somebody, give them the secret handshake.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a WAMC-er and somebody asks you for the code, you turn around and you say to them, "So what'd you get? A singer or a dancer?" That's what
code.
You say. That's the code. And then somebody knows you are really a true WAMC-er.
You know?
You know what?
That's a great idea. We'll get the WAMC decoder rings for the next fund drive.
You know?
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. WAMC decoder rings. Our wonderful friend Bonnie Silvers from Sheffield, Massachusetts. I think this is wonderful. She loves Arthur Penn interview. You all need to pledge. She will babysit Murray when you go to D.C.
Oh, nice.
And she's doing this for somebody else.
Wow, another sponsor.
But this is for somebody specific.
Oh.
She's giving it to somebody else.
Oh, that's
a great
idea, too.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that idea, Bonnie. As usual, you're brilliant. You're brilliant. Our friend Bonnie has done it again. So you don't have to just give it to an anonymous person.
Well, that's nice, too.
Although that's fine, too.
Yeah. You can give it to somebody specific.
Somebody specific.
That you know.
Yeah. You can give it to somebody specific.
Like you could give it to your brother, Lewis.
I could.
Who is the evil Chartok?
He is not. He,
are you sure?
That's a terrible thing to say.
I don't know about
for
that.
For a guy who's about to have a sixth child.
Hey, cut it out.
1-800-3... Well, you asked for that.
I guess
you were on very bad territory there.
I know. I know.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323. Want to hear another Lewis story?
Absolutely.
Play another Lewis story. So there used to be this big bully, I won't give his name, on Fire Island.
Yeah.
And the way you made your money on Fire Island, which had no cars on it, is you would go up to the with your wagon.
Yeah.
And you would wagon, the verb, to wagon, to I wagon, wagon, you wagon. Okay.
Right.
You would wagon, and you go, wagon, wagon, get your wagon, Mr. Misty, get your wagon. Now, my most famous client was Marilyn Monroe.
What?
That's true.
She sat in your wagon?
No. She put her luggage on the wagon.
Oh, she put her
luggage
on the wagon.
And I brought it up to the Strasburg's house, where she used to stay.
You're kidding.
Almost
me.
Every weekend. That's right.
That's
my most
cool.
famous client was Marilyn Monroe. Put it mildly, I knew her personally.
Well.
And I brought her luggage to the Strasburg's house, which was, incidentally, across the street from ours.
I see.
No, that was a different story.
That's a
Vogue model. That's a different
story.
You've
been here a long time. You know all the stories.
Anyway, this big bully, whose father was a billionaire, decided that he was going to organize the wagon boys, and he was going to be number one. So there wouldn't be this gaggle. He would be number one. There would be number two. And he came up to us, and he said, you, the Chartok twins, will be number four and number five. That's what he said. And my brother said to him, I can't hear you. Could you come a little closer? Because we were little kids.
Yeah.
And he punched him in the mouth.
Ouch.
Now, and he began to bleed, and this cop came up and yelled at the top, here now, you can't be doing that. And my mother came down and got all involved and told the cop he was behaving illegally. And everything happened. 35, 40 years later, every time I go to visit Fire Island, that guy is on the boat. Who my brother punched in the mouth. And he says, that guy says, are you the one? I'm 69, so if he's 61 or what? No, he's older.
Yeah.
He's got to be older.
Yeah.
He says, are you the one who punched me in the mouth? And if I don't like the smirk on the guy's face, I say yes. And if I am feeling a little bit more benign, I say no, that was my brother. All these years later, he remembers that punch in the mouth.
Yeah.
But it did not put him on the straight and narrow.
No?
No.
Did not turn out well?
He became a billionaire like one of those people.
Well, you know.
Like his father before him. Okay. Thank you to Ain Leader Nagy of Menands, New York. Lest every time I listen, I feel invigorated. Thank you. And thank you to Alexander McKay of Cobleskill, New York. Can't make this bus, but want to sponsor somebody, especially like Prairie Home Companion and Hudson River Sampler. Could you put sponsor right
sponsor
on top
right
of that?
Yeah. Top,
okay.
Yeah.
And here is from Anonymous from Del Mar, New York. May we read your name on the air?
No.
1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Niskayuna. Here's a match to keep the flame alive. Hope to make it for the challenge. I love this station. Now, wait a second. I need three boing boings because I missed three. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, that brings us up to date. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you, Niskayuna. And thank you to Anonymous from Glenmont, New York. These are scary times. WMC gives me the real information. I count on it. Thank you. We thank Bonnie Silvers already. Tom Schwartz of Pleasant Valley, I believe we thanked him, for my darling wife, Linda, who often sits in the car in the driveway so as not to miss the end of a program. Anonymous from Montague, Massachusetts. Organic Farmers from Coromandel, New Zealand, would like to sponsor someone on the bus. Organic Farmers from Coromandel, New Zealand, would like to sponsor somebody on the bus. Okay. All right. And sponsor. That's great.
Right.
Give us a thing. Go ahead. Okay, Henry Tepper and Jane Hennock of Niskayuna, New York. Thank you, guys. Jeannie Matthew Fun of Albany, New York. Gerald McCarney of New York, New York. Okay, give us a bong. I'm sorry, my fault. Crystal Schachter of Woodstock, New York. Thank you very much. And Stu Burton of Scotia, New York. Is Alan going to the rally? You betcha I'll be there.
Yep.
Now, we'll be there the day before to do a live radio show, John, Joe Donahue and all, from the American University.
The round table.
The round table will be from up there, 1-800-323-9262. It's great.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all nice. It's all beautiful. And in just a minute and 54 seconds, we'll be doing the play.
Oh, boy. Really?
And, yep, we'll be doing the play, and Jeannie Hunter's here to play her own part. As you know, she's
very good,
brilliant actress. 1-800-323-9262.
I asked Brian if he could have my character killed off in this particular episode.
And he said,
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, we don't like to kill people.
That'd be nice, though.
No. We don't
drama.
Do that. I don't remember Brian ever...
killing off a character?
And it's Elliot Mess, right?
Yeah, Elliot Mess. Insufferables.
The Insufferables.
Yeah.
That's what it is. 1-800-323-9262. A minute and 18 seconds to go.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay. Lee and Nancy Strasberg from Cobleskill, New York. We support WNC and the freedom of choice to provide. Listen all the time. Let's prevent Glenn Beck from being the voice of America. They're going. They're going to get on that. They're going to get on that...
bus.
On that bus. How you say it?
Bus.
1-800. Okay, here comes some over the internet. So, Zach, get ready. Already?
There he goes. He's prepared.
Anonymous from Niskayuna. A vote for Opera Garrison Keill, and the station's doing a great job. Gerald Norlander and Karen Norlander of Rensselaer, New York. May we read your name on the air?
Yes.
Mr. Richard Magidson and Rabbi Beverly Magidson of Albany, New York. Keep...